It's day three of rescue and recovery from the mudslide in Snohomish County. The slide hit Oso, a town of about 200 people between Arlington and Darrington. It shoved homes off their foundations. The slide killed at least 8 people and left, at last check, about 18 others missing. KUW's Phyllis Fletcher brings us voices from the aftermath.
On Saturday, Sierra Sandsaver heard sirens. She saw flashing lights. She went to see what happened. She saw a house in the middle of State Route 530.
It was torn to pieces. There was belongings all over the road, and everybody started showing up, and they started hearing a little kid screaming. And that's when everybody ran out there, and they found a 6-month-old baby.
She said the baby was blue.
Yeah, the baby was blue when I saw.
The baby was airlifted to Harborview Hospital in critical condition. The helicopter to take him landed right in the middle of the road. At a news conference the next day, Governor Jay Inslee praised rescue personnel and what they had done on Saturday.
They rescued at least 7 people, both being through airlift and through on-the-ground efforts, but some of them who went in literally got caught in up to their armpits and had to be dragged out by ropes themselves. It's just a physical impossibility of supporting the human weight in a slurry that is the problem right now.
A woman at the news conference asked, are they still hearing voices? She said, my uncle is buried under there. Inslee turned to the Snohomish County executive, John Lovick.
John, do you want to talk about this?
Yeah. With respect to hearing voices, one of the things that we were in fact told is that there were noises in that area. People were calling out, and we made the decision, I should say, our fire chief, Travis Hotz, made the decision that it was too risky to put people in that area. We have not heard any reports of people hearing voices today or after last night.
No voices as of Sunday, he said. Hours after he said that, Snohomish County Fire said crews had found another body. The Red Cross set up a shelter Saturday at Post Middle School in Arlington. Chad Beekler is a Red Cross volunteer. He says 27 people spent the night there Saturday.
Some of the folks that are here with us that we're helping, their houses were destroyed or damaged by the slide. Other than that, we're here for people that are affected by the evacuation recommendation that the local public safety and emergency management folks put out.
People kept walking up and offering things. One guy said he could take in horses. Other people came to give a Wi-Fi setup. Beekler says the most impressive thing is that people who need things and people who came to help know each other by name.
And people are just asking, do you know where my family is? And waiting for information about where their mom or dad or son or daughter is at this time. And they just don't know. And it's hard to see that.
It's hard to not know. And to do nothing but wait.
There's nothing we can do to go out there because we'll be risking our lives.
Sierra Sandsaver has gotten the message.
I think whoever lives around that area where they vacated everybody, the people that don't want to leave their houses, they really should. It's dangerous.
I'm Phyllis Fletcher, KUOW News.